This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock and mayors from across the country met with President Joe Biden Wednesday. They sent a letter to congressional leaders supporting the bipartisan infrastructure framework bill that includes investment in transportation, clean energy, and jobs. Here's Hancock.
This bill has a great deal of workforce development opportunities, or at least money to create workforce opportunities. Job training is another part of it. Access to the human services, such as mental health and expansion of mental health services, is also critically important.
Hancock said he also told the president that Denver needs more federal investment in affordable housing near public transportation. Camp Amachi is a World War II Japanese-American internment camp located in southeastern Colorado. Now, it's one step closer to becoming part of the National Park System. The House Natural Resources Committee voted a bill making the camp a National Historic Site out of committee Wednesday evening. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse says he's proud to send the bill to the floor. He sponsored the bill with his Republican colleague Ken Buck, who says the nation is better today for the lessons learned from the past. The National Western Stock Show announced the dates for its return next January. It canceled this year's show because of the pandemic. The stock show plans to open in Denver starting January 8th, 2022. And right now in Denver, it's 84 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.